The first issue of the Signs of the Times. James White had a double interest in moving to Oakland in late April. The idea of a weekly paper published on the Pacific Coast had been conceived by James White while he was in the Rocky Mountains in the summer of 1873. He had made the proposal in an article in the Review, and at the General Conference session in November. Now in Oakland, in connection with the evangelistic meetings, he moved ahead in starting the journal. He did so on his own responsibility, not waiting for formal committee authorization or promise of sound financial support. He worked through May in getting the first copy of Signs of the Times edited, set in type, and printed. It appeared on June 4, 1874. The paper was to be evangelistic in nature but also a means of communication among Seventh-day Adventists in the West. Now that the journal was underway, there were questions as to how it would be managed and supported. And James White envisioned something additional. If the project was to succeed, and if the church in the West was to have inexpensive literature for its use, it must have a publishing house at its command. But how could James gain both the moral and financial support of the constituency east of the plains? He felt he could not go east and leave the newly started journal unattended. The Whites agonized in prayer over this matter. While we were bowed before God in prayer in an upper chamber, the blessing of the Lord came upon us in such a manner that duty was made plain. It was as if an audible voice said, "Go, east, to the churches and solicit money from those whom I have made stewards of means." James and Ellen had rarely been separated. Here was a crisis indeed. But now they were convinced it was the will of God for Ellen to travel east, seeking support. James wept aloud and said, "Ellen, you must go. I dare not withstand the Lord. You must go. But what shall I do without you?" Preparations for the trip across the continent were hasty and brief. All that there was cooked were a few gems. I put these in a paper box, the horses were harnessed, and I was on my way for the cars. My husband said, "If I had not given my consent, I would now say it is inconsistent. I cannot have you go. I cannot be left with these terrible responsibilities." Starting on such short notice, Ellen could not secure a berth in the sleeping car, so she had to make the trip in the chair car. This made it necessary for her to change trains both in the day and in the night. The handling of the baggage, checking it here and there, was a new experience for her. "I had never traveled alone, but I took this long journey of 8 days alone, and attended the camp meetings in the States alone until Willie White met me at Wisconsin and accompanied me. On that journey I set forth our situation, and money was raised at every meeting. I told them that California would return their loan sometime in the future, for I had been shown that prosperity would attend the work done there, that there were many souls that would be added to the church, and we should see the salvation of God." From one camp meeting to another, Ellen White went, telling her story and appealing for support for the struggling but promising work in California. Those attending the camp meetings were overjoyed when she arrived on the grounds, and, of course, she was pressed in for full service in the speaking schedules. She thrived on it.